This is Gail Hosking reading from a poetry collection called Retrieval. I'm the author of the memoir Snake's Daughter, Roads in and Out of War, and this poetry collection. I'm going to read two poems from Retrieval. The first one's called Ode to Captain Iacobelli, Company Commander. It was my father's company commander in Vietnam back in 1967. And I found his address or telephone number many years ago and called him, and there's a pause at the end of the phone, and he says, "I've been waiting for a long time for this phone call." So I had to write a poem about it. It's called Ode to Captain Iacobelli, Company Commander. I imagine with 3 days left in country, when a Mike Force guy saves you, you gotta be saying Hail Marys for the rest of your life. You've got to wonder why this enlisted man you've admired would give it up for you in some Greek mythical moment. Even with muddled memories, you got to travel home in a bubble of gratitude, rethink home altogether. You've got to use the word mystery when, like a bard singing the truth about caution and courage, you ask what it takes to carry on. You've got to wonder about people who earned your bitterness, like McNamara and Dodd, damn sure as they were when the war came down hard and the irretrievable losses mounted up. You've got to accept you got it right with that Medal of Honor citation. He really did deserve it. You've got to remember, even if you left disillusioned, it's your daughters who need you, for war is never a closed book. The stories keep coming, keep coming. The next poem I'm going to read is called Split Frame, and it takes place my senior year in high school after my father was killed and I moved in with his brother. And I would drive him, he worked for CBS in New York, and I would drive him to the train station some mornings before I dropped the other kids off at school. So it's called Split Frame. Some mornings, my uncle put on his coat in the flagstone hallway and called out to those left at the breakfast table, "Illegitimae non caberundum," then clicked his heels like Dorothy off to the Land of Oz. "Don't let the bastards grind you down." Other mornings, I drove him to the train station, where I sat in our old green Chevy, watching him wait with the other men dressed in suits and ties, attaché cases, folded New York Times under their arms. The scene suddenly split to a frame of tiger-striped soldiers waiting on the runway, their rucksacks and weapons ready for the long flight ahead. The factions of a nation alive, rendered from each other like fat from soup. Everywhere I look, the world divided, a double feature showing simultaneous in the same theater.